Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Thursday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power by reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next on your journey of stardom. Now, every day is an opportunity for you to look at your reflection in the mirror and like what you see. Maybe you don't like what you see because your hair is not the style you wanted it to be. Maybe you have a big zit on the side of your head that you can't get rid of. Maybe you need to get your eyebrows done. Or you have nose hair. Or you have lip hair. Or you have any of these things. That might cause you to think that you might not look your very best. But I am here to tell you it doesn't matter about the hair on your face or the freckles on your nose. You are perfect just the way you are looking in that mirror. We are all perfect in our own unique, original ways. So, reflecting in the mirror, whether it be in the bathroom, on your phone, in the car, your bedroom, the back of the door, wherever you look at your reflection, let us take some time to reflect on the idea of projecting positivity and happiness by saying to ourselves, yes, we can. We say yes, we can because we want to invite the idea of accomplishing goals and seeking happiness.
And be stars in the sky.
Right? In order for us to use our star power and spread love throughout the world, we have to seek happiness, we have to seek joy, and we have to surround ourselves by those things. Right? Sometimes it's difficult in the eye of the storm, in a bad situation, during a very difficult time, to see that light. But as I say to you every day, I am a firm believer in Jesus Christ. I am Catholic, and I love my parish. I love the life that God has given me, and I am so lucky to be able to come on here and spread the love and joy to you as far as being a star and your star power and recognizing your ability. So we start the podcast off every day by saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Basically accomplish and do anything, whether it be adopt a pet, start getting treatment so we can become pregnant, adopt a child, move into a new apartment, buy a house, right? Go to college, change your major at college, maybe even decide you don't want a roommate at college. Join like an activity network at the school, meet new friends. You can travel, you can learn a new language, you can pick up a new hobby, you can read a new book, decide you want to go skydiving. Maybe you want to take time and learn how to go deep sea diving. Although I really don't know why anybody wants to like mess with sharks. We've talked about that Jaws movie before. I have nothing but questions when it comes to that. But if you want to be the person that wants to deep sea dive and look at sharks and go to the depths of the eyes of the water, like, go ahead and try it. If that's what's really going to make you happy, why not do it, right? Maybe you want to study Christianity. Maybe you want to study, I don't know, music. Maybe you want to create your own perfume or your own cologne. Or maybe you want to create your own series or your own comic books. Maybe you want to take time and you want to become a podcaster. Maybe you want to change your major at school and you want to change what you're going to do. Maybe you want to give up your laptop and you want to be like everybody else and just do everything on your iPhone because there's no point in having one. We should be saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Buy a new car, sell a car, move, travel, learn a new language, pick up a new hobby, pick up a new book, try something new. Instead of thinking that you can't accomplish something, think of how you can. That should be the moral of the story. Yes, we can. Following the yes, we cans, because we can do a lot of things, is the never give up like John Cena. And never give up is one of John Cena's mantras. He has many, but it is his main mantra. And the idea of never giving up is persevering through difficulty, sadness, and things that are kind of unbearable, right? There's no real way to like discuss it, but you know it's not good. So to get through those really bad situations, you seriously need to honestly, things are going to happen. Life is not going to be easy, and we are going to be sitting there trying to determine and figure out how we're going to get to the next stage of a situation. But if you love yourself and you love a family member or your better half or your friend or your neighbor or anybody who's important to you, you can't give up, right? Even when Riley, I'm sorry, when Lincoln Riley died, and all I did was sob for like 2 or 3 weeks. And every time I say her name now, I want to start crying, honestly. Watching that poor young woman be attacked like that, or thinking about family members that I have loved that are no longer here anymore, or thinking that the idea that my mom is not going to be here at some point, or my husband's mom isn't going to be here at some point, or we're going to lose people we love, right? Or you're going to get horrible news at the doctor's office, right? Things aren't necessarily going to be what we want to hear. But in order to move forward and live accordingly, we can't let that stop us on our journey of life. We have to just take the good and the bad, and we have to make lemonade out of lemons, right? We just add water and sugar into it and make lemonade. That should always be the goal. Never give up on yourself or anyone, because when you give up, you're caving into fear and you're caving into doubt. And if you are a strong, goal-minded individual, you can never give in to doubt. You always have to be 10 or 20 steps ahead of that. I will never give up on you, and I hope you won't ever give up on me either. Following the never give up, thank you, John Cena, for that mantra, is why not today? Because putting your life on a back burner, procrastinating and being indecisive isn't going to get you anywhere. You can't take 5 years to make a decision that should take you 5 minutes. One, you can't not plan things out and forget to organize. Two, and you cannot pretend like you can't be responsible and reliable, right? Do you really want to be a person that nobody actually wants to deal with because you never show up on time and you don't do the things you're supposed to do? That's not going to get you anywhere in life. If you want to live a great life, then you have to have a good plan for that. And you can't put your life on a back burner trying to be successful and not understand you need a work-life balance and not understand that things have to get done. That is the moral of the story. Following that, let's get to some of these headlines. So Dylan Mulvaney came out with some weird-ass video where he's dancing, pretending like he's a girl. It's strange. I'm watching it currently on Greg Gutfeld, and I have nothing but questions. Also, AOC is a moron, and not just AOC, but a lot of, like, Democrats. She did not know, and I said it yesterday, she didn't know that a RICO was, like, a crime. Like, it was what the person was talking about. And there's a lot of people that are saying things against Joe Biden. And I'm just questioning, how much can they lie? Today, illegal aliens broke the fences in Texas to come into America. They attacked men and women that were on the borderline. And are these really the people we're welcoming into our country? What purpose are they going to serve, especially when the majority of them coming in here are men? I'm questioning this because how does this work exactly? I'm seeing videos of these men on TikTok with their babies in their hand talking about the fact that they're never going to work. And you know who's paying for that? Me, right? And now another sabotage by the Biden administration. They are forcing suburban towns to cave to the idea of affordable housing. Here's an idea. If you can't afford to live somewhere, you shouldn't live there. It's not my problem that you don't have money for things. That's your problem, right? Why is it my responsibility to help you do anything? Why is the government handing out all these handouts? Why I gotta get up every day and go to work, right? And I know I'm not the only person thinking that. Like, you're going to take taxes out of my paycheck that I bust my ass to work at every day, blood, sweat, and tears. Like, I'm really tired right now, and I've woken up every day early to go to work, and I'm fucking tired, right? and it's Thursday, and tomorrow's Friday, and I got to work Saturday, and I got a baby shower I got to go to, and then I got to go to church. And I have a very busy, chaotic life, right? There is no day off for me. I am going to be working 14 days in a row. And do you think anybody actually cares about that? Let me answer you. No, right? No one cares about the fact that I'm tired. And let me answer something else. No one cares about the fact that I'm investing all this money into things that don't make any sense to me. What the hell is PSLF, right? Why am I paying for another person to have time off? Why is that my job? Why don't you find a job that gives you PTO? Why are you taking money out of my paycheck to pay for things that don't make any sense? Why aren't you focusing on restructuring Social Security and Medicare so by the time I'm of the age of retirement, I can enjoy it? There's a thought. It's just really insane that we are living these crazy lives that don't really add up. And the more I talk about this, the more angrier I get. Me and my husband, everyday middle class, upper middle class, whatever middle class you want to call it, Americans are working, right? We're the working class. No one gives us anything. We're not poor enough to qualify for food stamps. So when we go to the grocery store, we're looking at a bill of $100 or more for stuff that doesn't make sense that it costs $100, right? When we order food, we're looking at $50 to $60 every time we order something. And if you're looking at a car payment right now, you're looking at a car payment of $500 or more. You're looking at a home loan of $475,000 or more at a 7% interest rate. If you get lucky, maybe you get a 6.5. Great. But why be house poor? You're going to own something with negative equity at the end of this. BlackRock is buying everything. Not everything I'm saying to you is just factual points, right? Letitia James is still attacking Donald Trump, saying that if he can't come up with the funds, she is going to attack his assets. Now, people with money don't have bags of money in closets. It's called assets. So you invest in things like real estate and gold and stocks or other options, Bitcoin. Or comic books, or there's a bunch of other things, silver, right? You have a wide variety of things in your portfolio. That's what smart people do. But you can understand how it's insane that they're attacking him like this and he didn't do anything. None of the cases that they have brought in forth on Donald Trump are factual, even the January 6th one. Because he didn't incite violence on anyone. And why is it that Nancy Pelosi didn't have the National Guard out there? What was she waiting for? And why was the CIA and the FBI so heavily involved with January 6th? Who set off the bomb at the DNC? Now today on multiple shows on Fox News, I heard Laura Ingraham, I heard Jesse Waters, and before Greg came on, I heard Sean Hannity asked, who's going to answer these questions? And I have one response to you. The only way we're going to get any answers to these questions is if Donald Trump becomes president in January of 2025. We have a long way to go to that. And I don't want to pressure you or tell you you have to do one thing or another. You're not American. But I am going to tell you that these elite uniparty people are going to be in their luxury gated communities where they primarily live around people that are white, when they like to talk down to you and make it seem that if you want to live a different kind of life, you're racist. And I have a message for that too. Just because you want to live a simple, ordinary life doesn't mean you're racist if you don't want to be involved with a community that you disagree with. Not every person is great. Not every situation is great. Not everything that was created is good. Right? Much of what they did in the 60s was probably not the smartest thing to do. And I don't believe for one moment in time that this is a example of Martin Luther King's dream. No part of me thinks that.
It doesn't, right? It doesn't. These people are malicious. They don't care about the truth. They want to spit the lies. Listening to Red Witch on MSNBC, where she belongs to me at all times, just making stuff up, trying to act like she knows anything about politics. Listening to AOC, whose last job was a bartender, which is completely disrespectful to bartenders all around the world, right? Because, I mean, a lot goes into being a bartender, and I have nothing respect for men and women that decide that to be their job. Because somebody has to pour the liquor for us drunks over here. And better it be somebody that actually knows how to mix things together. You know, I do like my sex on the beach and my Long Island iced tea and my margaritas and my vodka tonics, right? I'm all about that. Somebody has to give the liquor to the people that want to drink it. But it should be competent people. And how is it that she went to some prestigious institution and she's completely ignorant? And not just her, but many others. Right.
I had this confusing thought earlier. Right. These people go to these prestigious institutions and they want to shove that in your face about everything that they've accomplished. Right. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, I'm kind of smart. I went to a state university and I went to a master's program online, and I did that in 2 years and I finished it. And then I decided I didn't want to teach, so I went into finances instead, which is completely opposite of that. But I'm grateful for the decision that I made, and I'm not looking back, right? I right now make more money than I would be making as a teacher. So why would I even think about that? I wouldn't. She didn't know what RICO meant. And instead of her allowing the person that was speaking to give her an explanation for it, she just proceeded to talk over the person. And then in another situation, the same thing happened. You don't have any examples of this. You're just saying things. And it's like, you people are completely ignorant. Like the woman that was talking about why guns need to be taken away, and then she admitted she doesn't know anything about guns. So you're telling me if someone shows up to someone's house and they try to attack them and kill them, they can't protect themselves? Do you understand what you idiots are doing? Like, you're a problem. I'm starting to feel like our reality is Star Wars. And they are all with Darth Vader. And beam me up, Scotty, because I will never be on that side.
But outside of them attacking Trump, as always, the main person they can't stop talking about, pretending like Hunter Biden isn't actually guilty of everything he's done, and he hasn't used his father as like a con man, right? And they didn't bring his best friend in that has bought in all his art that isn't worth 5 cent paper it was printed on. And the CIA says that no one can talk to them. I want to know why that is. You know, all these things are happening. And shouldn't we be questioning why the CIA and the FBI and Department of Justice is willing to hide Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, his brother, his grandkids, his dirty family network of corrupted people, right? Even Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jamal Bowman, Premier Jayapal, AOC, and the rest of them. Now they're saying they're scared of Kennedy. No. Kennedy isn't your problem. Your problem is Joe Biden. He does not connect with any of the people he needs to vote for him. And he's definitely not connecting to minorities. And I'm talking about people of all different races, right, that aren't predominantly white, right? How is he connecting to, I don't know, black people? When, I don't know, their communities are being taken over by illegal aliens, many of which are Venezuelan men that want to attack and rape little girls and kill women running in universities. How does that work? How does it work when someone goes into your house and squats and then you can't get rid of them because of the leftist legislation and the progressive state that you live in? So you're paying for a house
that someone else is living in while they rent it out and get money from it, and you can't get rid of them. Why aren't there laws created to help the people of this nation instead of the cronies? These are the questions we should be asking, and I'm really concerned that no one's saying this stuff. I listen to a handful of people, and this isn't the conversations that we're having. Today on Ben Shapiro's show, he was talking about China and something else, and I didn't even listen to it, but I saw that as the headline, and I'm thinking, okay, that's fine, but I don't really want to hear Ben Shapiro tell me why we need to spend more money on Ukraine. And I like him, right? But Ukraine is falling, and we can't fix it, and we need to stop giving them money, and we need to call it as it is. They failed. It's over. And I don't know how much Russia wants to take, but are we really going to stop them? And maybe Russia does need to meet up with NATO and they need to have a conversation or something. Maybe it would just be smarter to give Putin what he wants. In the end of this, this is what's going to end up happening. It's going to be this. Putin's going to get what he wants. He's going to get Crimea, and he's going to get whatever else he wants out of Ukraine. It's likely Donald Trump would be elected in as the president. The war will end, and Zelensky will shut the fuck up. Excuse my French, kids. Sorry about that. Miss Star just had to let that cat out of the bag. Zelensky will shut up and disappear into the nethers like he's supposed to do. And that will be it. And it'll be over. You know how this crisis with Taiwan and China ends? With America minding its business, because China is going to take Taiwan, and America can't do anything about it. And the idea that America continues to think that they can go into other countries and other cultures and fix them is insane to me, because they can't do that. And the idea is, if America has any actual values, how can it go to other places and want to be the chief of everything? How can it go to other countries and tell people that they need to act a certain way, yet they get to come into our country and break fences and do things they're not supposed to be doing? I wonder how that's possible. I wonder why we're not asking questions. How do you like living in a border town where someone can walk through an opening at the beach and decide they're in America? This should be illegal. If you want to come into the country, you should come into the country legally. That means any race, any age, if you want to be an American, there's a way to do it. And if you're not going to follow the law, then you need to be held accountable. And that's it. It can't be that you continue. To get all these benefits for nothing. How is it that people are getting more money from the government for doing nothing than the government is giving to those who are working every day? Tell me how that works. Someone explain it to me. I don't know. Moving on from that. Boeing is bad for airlines. Do you know how many problems that they have had within the last couple of months with, I don't know, wheels coming off during flight departures and doors opening up and serious mechanical deficiencies and issues going on with their planes? Honestly, if you're planning on going on a trip or you're going anywhere far, you need to do your own due diligence and research, and don't do it on Google. Use DuckDuckGo or Bing. I'm looking for an alternative to Google, because their obsession with DEI and AI is scary to me. It's leading me to think that I'm not really getting the information that's the truth. So if you are going to look up this information, maybe try Bing instead. You need to research the plane. Is it Boeing or is it something else? And don't go on any Boeing planes, because I'm not sure if you're going to be okay. It's kind of scary. And where's Pete Buttigieg with all these mishaps with these Boeing planes?
And what happened to all the money that they got during COVID? Where is it? Because how are these things happening to these planes? I don't know. Boeing is doing some strange things. They thought they could use the law against Trump, and it doesn't work like that. When you attack someone and you go after their business and you go after their family and you go after their character and you try to degrade them and you try to bash them and you try to tell them all the ways they're horrible at something, and you constantly do it over and over and over again, and then you start going after their assets, whether they're liquid or they're not, you're showing who you are. And I talked at Trump at the beginning of the headlines with No Media Allowed, right? The only thing they did with Trump is make him a martyr. They made Trump more comparable to everyone. Here's the thing about success, and I said it just a little while ago. If you want to be successful, if you want a good portfolio, if you want to do these things, then you need to understand you're going to have to work hard for them. You're going to have to do some things maybe you didn't do before. You're going to have to do these things. And that's it. That's it. There is no handout. That is life. You're going to have to work hard for what you want. No one's going to give it to you. You're going to have to do some things maybe you never did before. You know, I'm just going to tell you the truth here because that's what I'm here to do. Relate the star power momentum, right? You are a star wherever you are, meaning the darkness is going to constantly try to hold you down and tell you what you can't do. And when I look at the way that they look at Donald Trump and the way that they're attacking his sons and his daughter and his wife after her mom died, it's horrifying. And that creepy guy, you know, attacking Trump's son, right, Beau. Like, what is going on? Why do we allow these people that work in Hollywood, and why does the media allow nothing to come out? The whole thing that's creepy about the Boeing situation is that no one's talking about it. They thought that they could attack Trump. And the Trump thing is connected back to the Boeing thing, right? I think all these things are connected. They're attacking Trump. They're not talking about the crap that's not going correct with the airlines and the cars and the manufacturing and the Red Sea and the fact that we're running out of bullets and all these things. And they're saying that they're going to destroy drill, baby, drill, and they want to do all this green crap that doesn't work, and they want to continuously do this over and over and over and over and over again without any actual plan, right? There are no plans. There's no logical plans. How do we know any of the things that they're talking about are going to work? I'm concerned about my mom, my husband's parents, even us. We're paying into a system, and is it going to give us our money back? What about our children, right? Both of my sisters are about to have babies, and I'm going to be an auntie again, and how blessed am I? And at some point soon, I'm going to have my own baby or babies, and I'm going to be a mom, right? I'm concerned about my children, my nephews, my nieces, our families. What are we going to do? What about my neighbors? What about the men and women that live where I live and they get up every day and they go to work? What about us? Why are we paying into a system that's forgetting about us, the middle? So they are going to build affordable housing in suburbia towns, and they're going to build high rises in suburbia towns. In towns where they already probably overtax the homeowners and really just make it difficult for living for the middle. So now you're going to make it even worse. I guess I don't see it. And that's concerning to me for many reasons. But at what point do you stop attacking Trump?
because Trump can't be the reason why everything bad is happening. And the idea that all these people want to do is use Black Lives Matter and the race card and the seniority and the white privilege and the constant hemorrhage of American values as their victimry is insane to me. I don't know what it is to be a slave. I was never a slave. I am mixed, which means I have more blood in my body that's probably Irish and German. I'm probably more white than anything else, but okay, right? So that alone gives me a reason to not understand racism, because I can't be racist against something that I already am. So there's that. Also, like, when people originally were coming into America, they were coming into America from everywhere, right? And I understand the uncomfortable conversation about what happened with Black people. And no part of me thinks that that was okay. Do I think that people's power was misused and Black people were completely taken advantage of during that time? Yes. Do I think we should continue to talk about that and continue to be victims hundreds of years later? No. Right? Affirmative action didn't work. Black people can be smart. Spanish people can be smart. White people can be smart. Indian people can be smart. Aliens can be smart. It doesn't have anything to do with the color of your skin, the shade of your hair tone. If you want to succeed in America, there's an American dream that you can be a part of. That's it. Honestly, we are doing ourselves a disservice by not telling the truth, not seeking our own information, and not finding our own details. We're doing ourselves a disservice by only having access to a phone to look up research and to find the answers for things, by not going directly to a book to find the meaning of a word, and subjecting ourselves to the idea and the notion that social media is the option for everything. It is not. I would like you to be aware of the fact that in order for us to get back America, we're going to have to do some things that may not have been done before. We're going to have to reinforce law and order. And we are going to have rules on our border of the United States of America. And I haven't gotten off the topic of they love to attack Trump yet. Because when Trump was president for 4 years, none of this happened. You know what they did for 4 years when Trump was president? They made up a Russia hack so they could try to get rid of him. Because they don't want somebody in there that they can't control. The American middle has been paying for everything and paving the way for their greediness for so long, and they don't want to let power go. And Donald Trump removed the wool from our eyes so we could see these people that hate us. They hate me, my husband, my neighbors, everybody that lives down the street from me, even the people that live in the nice houses in the suburbia towns and the big mansions by the Capitol where I live. They don't like you if you have your own point of view and your own thoughts and you're a free thinker and you're not a sheep. And they definitely hate you if you're Christian, you have American values, and you believe in the idea of family and friends and together. All those words, all that terminology makes you the opposite of what they like, which is why they thought putting Donald Trump in courtrooms was going to stop him, which is why it isn't. Because Trump is one of us. And the more you try to make him so he's not, the more we all recognize that he is. I always thought it was kind of cool that there was a president eating a Big Mac at McDonald's and a Diet Coke. Because, you know, I like Diet Coke. I like Coke Zero, and I like Big Macs, and I like McD's French fries. And these are things I typically eat, right? I also thought it was cool to have a president that called media out for what they are. Fake. Because they've been fake forever. Which is why I told you I don't like the media. I told you about my experience with it in school and why it just turned me off right away. Because it's like, if I'm learning how to lie to people, then that means that they're lying to me now. And that's exactly what it meant at the time. And that's exactly what it still means now. To end the conversation about Trump, because I don't want this all to be about him.
the law is on his side because he didn't do anything. And Fannie Willis is an incompetent idiot. She needs to be fired. Her license needs to be removed. And we need some adults in the room. We need, like, actual adults. And we don't have any right now. So we're going to have to wait to get them back in the room to handle the actual business. But Fannie Willis is just another example of a diversity hire who doesn't know left from right, up from down, green from orange, and yellow from blue. She doesn't know left and right, and she doesn't know what push means. She's trying to get into a door by opening it, and it says push, right? She's trying to get into her car, but she doesn't have the keys, right? And she's trying to order something online, and she doesn't know what the password is. And she doesn't know that there's a button where you can reset it. So she gets locked out. These are the people that are in control of the United States of America. And let me tell you who they are. Idiots. So the more they go after Donald Trump, the more they use the Department of Justice and the CIA and the FBI and whoever else they can use against him, the more he's going to win. And I'm not going to tell you it's going to be a bloodbath because I was completely wrong about what happened in 2022. So I'm not going to say that. In fact, I don't even know if I want to guess. But I am going to guess that he's going to be the president because Biden can't get away from his shitty policy and all the mistakes that he's making, allowing these illegal people to come into the United States of America and show the rest of the world how much of a joke this is. There are multiple wars in multiple countries and he can't stop any of them. And he is likely the reason why they're happening. Saudi Arabia knows that Joe Biden is a joke. Nobody respects him. And the more we see that, the more they're just paving the way for Trump to walk right back up that escalator with Melania and do what he's supposed to do. And that is it. Trump is us. And we like him. We like having a president that sees us in the middle. Because without Donald Trump, no one sees us. Moving on from that, let's get to the next part of the conversation. BlackRock and China are buying up all the houses and nobody wants to talk about that. Yet people want to still claim, oh, it's a great time to buy a house. You're going to have to get in when the interest rate is high. But I was just looking at houses earlier and I'm thinking, what the hell is this? It's really a horrible time in America if you want to buy a house or you want to have a family or you don't want to pay these ridiculous amounts for rent. There's no way out. And it's really sad and it's upsetting. And I want to tell you that things are going to get better, but I don't know if they are. I think we're turning into something that we've never seen before. And it's going to be like what happened in 2009 where they allowed people to buy things they couldn't afford. And there's going to be a lot of foreclosures and bad things are going to happen. And it's only going to get worse. Moving on from politics to the main part of the conversation, what happened to retail? And I'm seriously asking, like, and I mean all retail. I'm talking about, like, restaurants and takeout and fast food and the mall and just Target and Walmart and everything. What happened to retail? Like, and I used to love Target. Up until the point where they did weird stuff and I started boycotting them just for my own personal reasons. And I just didn't agree with their messaging. But I still like Target and given the opportunity needing to get things, I'll go in there to buy stuff. But like, what happened to customer service? Is that non-existent? Because I feel like there's no customer service whether you're on the phone with a contact center or you're in someone's face in a store. Like, I'm the customer. You should be treating me like I am. And I work in an environment where we treat our customers with the utmost respect. And we treat them like we are so lucky to have them in our establishment. Having that mindset at my job really makes me question my own experiences when I'm shopping, right? Why am I standing here waiting for you to get someone to check me out, right? And I know you might be listening to me saying, oh, you're being picky. Oh, you're being impatient. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's no one there. I'm saying that instead of putting someone in a position where they might not know how to do something, maybe take the time to train them first. I'm saying if I'm coming for a pickup order, where is it? Right? I'm saying maybe people that are at the line ringing things out shouldn't be on their phone, or they shouldn't be talking to other coworkers while they're supposed to be talking to the customer. That gives the wrong incentive and the wrong vibe. It's giving the vibe like the customer doesn't matter. I'm going to do what I want anyway because I'm the center of everything. But you're not the center of anything if you don't have customers, because your business is going to close. The only thing that matters to a business is a repeat customer, a long-term customer, and a customer that brings their friends into the business. That is it. That is it. Moving on from that, I just think that the idea of customer service and treating people with respect and acknowledging your customer, that's become less important. Maybe not in every aspect of retail, but especially when it comes to stores. And I'm not a fan of it, and that's why I predominantly buy everything online, and I started liking Poshmark, because it's like smaller communities where you could talk to the people that are selling the things, or you're selling something, and you can build up a base of people there. And those people are nicer to me than any experiences I've had in stores within the last couple of months. So that leads me to think, maybe I'm done with stores. And maybe I am. Will shopping cease to exist? What did I just say? I think some people aren't going to necessarily agree with me that retail is not going in the correct direction. One, because of the fact that they have lost a lot of their staff. Two, because they're hiring unqualified people. And three, because there's no actual managers. There's that. But I think that we're going to get to a point at some point with a black star called Amazon. It's just going to outbeat all of them. There's no competition with 1 and 2 day delivery. And I know we want to lie to ourselves and pretend like there is, but there isn't. And why would I pay $100 a year to have access to unlimited delivery through Walmart or Target when I could just use Amazon? Explain that to me. And I was going to do it. I was 100% sold on the idea of having unlimited delivery through Target. But then I already have Amazon Prime. So what do I need Target for? I don't. Why do I need to go to a store? I know what size I wear. I can go on Poshmark and buy anything I want. I can go on all my favorite sites, you know, RealReal. I can go on that secret delivery site where people leave their luggage and you can buy their whatever their designer luggage is. I can go on that. Between all these stores that I'm naming where it's like secondhand designer stuff, what do I need to go in a store for? I don't really like cheap stuff, right? And I already told you I'm a thrifter and I don't like stores anyways. If you're competing with online shopping and person-to-person connections through Poshmark and Amazon, how do you survive that? Do you see all these stores closing in the mall? Do you not think this is not just going to get worse? Do you know how much brick and borders cost, especially in a busy place? It's crazy. And I don't think that they're ready or prepared for this. And I love shopping. But I started to realize I really don't like dealing with people that are rude and disrespectful in my face. I don't want to hear the people that work at these places have side conversations. And I worked at Target, right? I've been in retail environments. I worked in a call center, right? I've worked at these jobs. When I worked at Target, when I worked at a call center, my managers made it seem like if you did any of the stuff I just said, you were breaking the code of conduct. Yet every time I go into one of these retail settings, I'm witnessing this. So it leads me to think the code of conduct does not exist in retail. And how can that compete with the black star called Amazon? Here's a message. It can't. So, I don't know when they're going to cease to exist, but I did see something that was saying that TJ Maxx and some other places were going into bankruptcy, and I wonder what that's going to look like. We're going to find out. Moving on. What will iPhone 16 look like? I don't know, but I'm probably not going to get it. I'm really tired of them coming out with these phones like a year later. And I used to do the iPhone trade-in program thing where you'd only have the phone for a little bit and you trade it in. But I don't know. I don't feel like getting another phone after I just got this one. We'll see what happens. Maybe it's cool. I haven't even watched any videos on it yet, but I probably will. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with iPhone 15. It doesn't seem like anything is wrong with it, but I'm sure people will find stuff to compare it to. A lot of the people that I typically listen when it comes to Apple were saying that it didn't have all of the features that they wanted. And that was definitely something where I was like, you know, I kind of wanted like that camera to have that setting where you get to go into it and have the full effect like some of the Android phones. But that's really not stopping me from loving my iPhone. And I definitely think this was an improvement from whatever I had before. But who knows what they're going to do to this next phone to entice you to think you need to buy it. Honestly, I think I'm going to have a phone for more than a year. And then once I get to 2 years, I'll trade it in and see what I can get after that. I'm not jumping the gun on iPhone 15. Wireless headphones are the only type of headphones you should have. Why does anybody want a wire? When I see people with wires and headphones, I'm just questioning, like, what year did you get those from? And what's the benefit of wires? Pass. Updating jewelry. You should be updating your jewelry so you have the best looking jewelry. You really want to set a trend by having things that are sparkly, glossy, and fabulous. That's the only type of jewelry to have. And also real. No fake jewelry, right? We want real things. We want sterling silver. We want 14 karat gold. We want nice, blingy, blingy, nice things. That's it. Comfy shoes only. I work in an environment where I'm on my feet all day. I'm walking around. I'm doing things. I'm sitting with people. I'm doing multiple things all day long. It's kind of like I'm running in circles back and forth, printing, grabbing, talking, blah, 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 just all day. It's very busy, right? So I don't want to be in an environment where my feet hurt. Now, some of my coworkers love to wear heels and they're great in that, but that's not for me. So I look for comfy shoes for work. And I know you might be thinking, are you looking for like grandma shoes? Sometimes, yes. Ask more questions. What is life if you don't question it? Why just go along with things like a sheep because you're scared of what the response might be? I always have a lot of questions when I talk to people. One, to see what their limit of listening is. And two, to see if they could actually answer what I'm asking. Most of the time, I'm asking questions that I already know the answer to see if other people are smart like I am. Maybe it's just that I'm trying to test the water and see how intelligent you are. If you're not asking questions, if you're not seeking your own evidence, if you're not doing your own due diligence and you're not investigating your own information and you're relying on someone like Google who's lying to you, you're not doing yourself a service. Seek the truth, because if you don't seek the truth, who will? Moving on from the main part of the conversation, let's get to watching things. So as you know, I've been watching Hell's Kitchen, which I like. And I think I'm on like season 7 or something. And it's pretty great. It's down to the last two people. And one of the people that's on there is the guy that I'm rooting for. And his name is Jay. And I think it's on like season 7 or something. I gotta get back to you on that. But honestly, I feel like every episode has gotten better. And every season I watch, I feel like Gordon Ramsay is making them do more things to really fight to become the winner of the show. And like, it's really making me recognize what goes into like
working in a restaurant and being behind the lines as like a chef or like a head chef or like on the line, it's a lot of work that goes into that. So when you go to like restaurants like Friendly's or Chili's or any, even Five Guys, any, even McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's, there's a line for them when they're making the food, and it's not as simple as we would maybe think it is. It's probably even more difficult with a fine dining restaurant with like steaks and like shrimp and seafood and stuff. Like everything has to be done precisely. Like an Italian restaurant, I can only imagine what the kitchen looks like. And I've watched a lot of kitchen nightmares and stuff, and it's very, very interesting. But I love the whole food thing. So I'm totally a Gordon Ramsay fan, and I'm like basically obsessed. But I found something called Body Utopia, and I'm willing to try that. I saw this new movie on Netflix called Three Body Problem. I think it's like a mystery. I found all these like mysteries on Netflix. There's also a new season of Love is Blind on there that I'm going to start looking at. The Outria, I'm hoping that's horror, but it says it's mystery. Dear Child looks pretty creepy. Black Spot, another thing that I added to my list. House of Ninjas. So is this like a ninja show, or like what are we looking for here? Morning Veronica looks okay. And All of Us Are Dead. Is that coming out with a new season or what? I'm still waiting for that. I feel like this year I've seen a lot of good things, but I have a lot of expectations for whatever happens next. I want more sci-fi. I want more horror. I want more mystery. I want better character development. And I want more time spent on the storyline. So I'm really sitting there believing that these people actually know each other and they actually have these relationships. Because bad acting can ruin anything, right? But building momentum and building leverage in characters is really important, right? And I'm coming at this as someone, from someone who likes comic books. Like, I like to read the story. I'm a book person, right? I read the book before I watch the movie. I read all the Harry Potter books multiple times. My parents brought me those books when I was fairly young, and I read them multiple times, and I still have the entire collection, right? I'm that kid. I want to read the book. I want to know the characters. The books are always better than the movies. Why? Like 50 Shades of Grey, like the book for 50 Shades of Grey, dude, the movie, I couldn't hold the candle. Like the last 50 Shades of Grey book, I couldn't put it down. Man, when I watched the movie, I don't even think I watched the last 50 Shades of Grey movie. But it wasn't the same thing. Same thing with Twilight. The last Twilight book was 100% better than the movie. Oh my God, there's so much more details in there. Like when Bella was running through the forest with Edward, like it was remarkable. It felt rushed in the movie. And when I watched the movie, it kind of irritated me because it felt rushed. Like they could have taken their time with that. But who knows? I think that they need to hurry up and come out with another season of All of Us Are Dead. I found that really entertaining. And I kind of want to see what happens after the first season. And they said they were coming out with a new season of it. So where is it? Moving on from All of Us Are Dead to eating things that are dead. Shake Shack goes Korean. And we both had Korean burgers for dinner today. And they were pretty dang good. Skip used Uber Eats because he's an Uber Eats One member. And when you're an Uber Eats One member, you have all these benefits that are pretty dang cool. And we got a great deal on dinner tonight. And I got to tell you that I definitely loved the Korean burger. And I definitely would want to either try the chicken one or the burger again. They even have Korean cheese fries that are on my list of things to try. Maybe we'll get to them this weekend or next weekend. We'll see what happens. What milkshake is better? I think that I would prefer strawberry or chocolate. Vanilla would be last. It depends on where you're getting the milkshake from. And we need to put a cherry on top. But Shake Shack has really great milkshakes. But they're ridiculously expensive. The people in fast food are questionable. Like, I was in Shake Shack today and they have some guy at like the
the register, and he didn't know what he was doing, and he kept asking questions. And I'm not trying to be the person that's rushing people, because I'm never that person, right? I'm always chill and waiting, and typically I order everything to go anyway, so I'm not waiting in the line. But I ordered a lemonade because I wanted to split that with Skip for dinner. And the amount of time it took for me to order that lemonade for him to get to the other people in front of me was ridiculous, right? Like, there needs to be better planning in these retail environments for food so that I don't have to witness this. Fast food is supposed to be fast. Am I wrong for questioning why it's not fast anymore? Like, how long am I waiting for fast food? Because, see, that's not a fine dining experience. I'm not paying a tip. It's in a restaurant where you're going up to the counter and you're ordering the food and then you're leaving. And now I'm expected to wait like I'm at a restaurant? Like, really? It just feels like I have all the expectations left. And I told you about listening to Dan Bongino with the smart guy that owns the $10 trillion company that says you have to lower your expectations. And I've completely lowered my expectations. But I feel like fast food should be one of those things where it's like, dude, there's got to be some organization here when it comes to the ordering, especially if you're at like a cash register. And granted, I know at some point we're going to get away from that completely and there's not going to be people at a register to take funds and no one's going to take cash. And that's coming sooner than later. And everything's going to be automated. We're going to see that. We know that's coming. But I'm all about connection and face-to-face. And I just feel like these environments are not what they used to be, and these experiences are just getting worse. And I'm just ordering burgers and chicken tenders and a lemonade. So like, if I want to order a lemonade, why am I waiting 10 minutes to order a dang lemonade? It shouldn't be taking that long for fast food. And there really isn't any reason why that's happening. But there's no one for me to say things to, and I'm not one of those people that's going to do a survey and complain. So I'm just telling you what my experience was at Shake Shack today. And that isn't the first time I've had an experience like that at a restaurant. And it probably isn't the last one. But everybody outside of like a sitting down experience where you're paying a tip. And the reason that they're working hard is because they're getting a tip from you. In regular environments where you're going in someplace, unless you know the restaurant, you know everybody that works there that you're going to. These people got a problem. For real. Moving on from that, Sunset Lemonade, which is what I ordered today at Shake Shack, and it took like 10 minutes for me to get it. I think it was longer than that. Was delicious, so I'm glad we did order that and share it. Fresh fruit, meaning, I don't know, oranges and grapes and cantaloupe and berries and apples and just healthier fruit. I did have this one experience where the dietitian told me that apples have lots of fat in it. Maybe that's true, but it just sounded strange to me. And I said it to Skip, and he said something's wrong with that. I don't know. But fresh fruit is definitely something that can really be a great start to your day. I think if you're going to have fresh fruit, you should want to incorporate that into maybe lunch or breakfast, right? Start the day with an apple or a banana. And I'm the first person to say, I don't know if bananas go with everything, but they definitely go good with Cheerios. And they definitely go good with most cereals. Honestly, you could just have a banana for breakfast, and I think you'd be very happy with it. Next part of our conversation. Why you need a meal service. You need a meal service so you have more time in your day to enjoy your life on the weekend instead of meal prepping. You know how much time, effort, and money I spent into meal prepping? And now that I have a meal service, granted it's not on the cheaper side, it's on the more expensive side. For 10, it's $100, but me and Skip split that every week. I'd rather spend $100 a week than all Sunday spending basically the same amount of money for the stuff I need to make it with, right? And I'm eating like lunch portioned meals, right? And I tried that other thing. I can't remember the name of it. Let me see if I can remember the name of it.
the night everyone was killed at Isaac Jack's place.
That's right. We were going over old yearbooks. All your name.
When you do see your mother, be sure to tell her how much I admire her selflessness and how George Woodward to defend Eddie.
Factor. Now, I did Factor, and Skip was saying that Factor's not good because they, like, freeze everything. So, like, the meals that we get every week aren't frozen. They're fresh, and we just put them in the fridge, and I bring mine to work, and he brings his to work. And it's really, it's definitely changing the way I eat, and it's making everything easier for me, and that's definitely something that I'm enjoying. But you need a meal prep service so you don't have to spend all that time and effort and money making something that, like, professionals can do. And I know maybe you do like to cook and you're one of those people that wants to use your leftovers as your meal prep, but sometimes there's not enough to do that. And why not just have your meal prep done for the week so you can eat a more sensible, well-rounded meal for your lunch? I mean, I'm not going to be the one to tell you need to get breakfast too. The great thing about Factor is they do have breakfast and they have other things that you can add into it, like shakes and things. And at some point, I might start doing that just so I can have juices and stuff in the fridge, because I want to completely get rid of anything that's not good. I'm really trying to just be better so I can live longer and stronger. But take your life back. Have work-life balance and spend a little bit of money so you can have more time with your family. Less time in the kitchen and more time watching the things you want to watch on your list. More time running at the gym and more time working out with your trainer, right? These are the things you should be focusing on. So why not focus on it? Just a thought. Who likes Uber Eats? I think we should give it a try. Also, I got this like thing for Grubhub, but I don't really use Grubhub like that. I think it was like a year free if you use Amazon, so I was considering it. Well, we'll see what happens. I like food delivery, especially for things that aren't located close to us, and I'm willing to give it a try. What do you think? Anyways, my friends, this was a longer pod. Thank you for tuning in over an hour. Thank you for tuning in to this longer pod of Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. Have the ability and the audacity to tell the truth and be unapologetic doing it. Understand your light, your star power, and don't let anybody hold you into the darkness. You are a star wherever you are, and I see your light. Be the light. Don't pretend you're not. Don't allow the darkness to try to sucker you into thinking that you're not the power. Because the darkness is never going to defeat you. You are always going to defeat it. See, you, me, they, them, us together, we are the light, the sun of the sun, the bright of the brightness. We defeat the darkness in all ways, always, always, and always. We are the beginning, the middle, the end, the future, the past, the present. We were there when no one was there, and we'll be there when everyone is gone. We are the light. We are sort of comparable to Jesus Christ in a way, because we are omnipresent and we are used as vessels for his light. And regardless if you believe in what I'm saying or not, understand your star power, because together we are not only going to brighten up the world, but we're going to bright up the galaxies upon the galaxies and even beyond that into the different solar systems and everything to infinity and beyond, because in the light, you don't see the darkness, and I see you. I see you tomorrow, same place, same time. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. Night, night.